Hey, sweetness. You are complaining because you're 22 and you've never been in a relationship. And you're wondering why everybody around you has been in and out of relationships and you're just left out. And then you ask me two questions. Question number one, is there something wrong with your communication skills? Question number two is about emotional intelligence. Now, this is a guess. It's just on intuition. I have a feeling that it's a self-awareness problem, because towards the end of your message, you said that there are guys whom you attract, but you're not attracted to them. And the guys that you like are hard to get. Now, I think that this is the problem. It's not about communication skills. It's not that you're unlucky. It's just that you don't like who you attract, and those you're attracted to don't like you. So yes, it is an emotional intelligence issue. Let me pinpoint a few things for you. Point number one, when we talk about self-awareness, self-awareness means that you understand yourself, that you know yourself, that you know who you are and where you're going and what you want to do. Self-awareness means that you know your strengths and you know your weaknesses. Self-awareness means that you understand how your mind works and you understand what makes your heart tick. That's self-awareness. Self-awareness would put things into perspective for you. Then there's the other side of emotional intelligence, and that is being emotionally aware of people around you. So, if your problem is that you attract the wrong kind of guys, that means that you are projecting the wrong kind of image. If you attract people who are, let's say, lost and they don't have goals and they don't have a vision and they don't have brains, that means that this is the image that you project. Or if you attract people who are too harsh and hard, that means that this is the image that you project. So I want you to work on yourself. It's like refurbishment. It's like a facelift. I want you to ask people around you, people whom you trust, what do they think of you? What image do you project? Because maybe the person you see in the mirror is not the same person that people see outside. Maybe the person that you see in the mirror is not who people see. And that's why you keep attracting the wrong kind of guys. Then there is another thing, which is the hard-to-get type. Why are they hard to get? What are you lacking that does not attract them? That's an area of improvement right here. If you are attracted to a certain type of guys, and those people are not attracted to you, you need to ask yourself why, and begin developing your character. Bottom line, I want you to close the gap between how you see yourself, how people see you, and how you want them to see you. When you close this gap, when you are at peace with who you are, when you accept yourself, when you project the real you, you will attract the right person. Because your problem is not being in a relationship. Your problem is that you do not like anybody enough to be in a relationship. So I want you to think of this image thing. Think of the kind of image that you project. Think of what people see in you. And think of how you want them to see you. And begin developing yourself. Begin changing yourself. Even if it's hard. There's nothing called a hard to get guy. You see what this guy would like in a girl, and you become that person. Or you change your criteria. you change your criteria. You become more realistic. If the hard to get guy is going to be always hard to get, then you change your criteria. You lower your benchmark. You put things into perspective. You find someone who's a match for you. That's how it would work.